This is Delegate Sheila Hickson again. At this time, we're going to read the article on the search for World War I munitions moves to Delacarlia Woods. The town hall set this week on Spring Valley cleanup. And it's written by Michael Ruan. The biggest mortars were fired from the concrete gun emplacements that still sits in the underbrush beside the driveway of Richard Herstein's elegant home near American University in Northwest Washington. Smaller rounds would fly over what is now Woodway Lane and go as far as Sedgwick Street. The 4-inch mortars could reach as far as the future Tilden Street. And the fat 8-inch Liven shells, whose firing tubes were steadied in the concrete, could loft across what would become Delacarlia Parkway into the woods beyond. That flight path is what brought geophysicist Ryan Kolbaugh and Linnell Brody and their weird red metal detector there one day last week in the ongoing quest for buried World War I munitions. Kolbaugh and Brody are part of the latest chapter of the 16-year, $170 million search for the lost chemical weapons in the city's well-to-do Spring Valley neighborhood. Last August, workers found a flask containing residue of the blistering Agent Mustard buried in the yard of a vacant house a few blocks from the Hersteins. A former Undersecretary of Commerce had lived there for 20 years. Experts said that the vial posed no danger to the public, but suspended work on the site on Glenbrook Road adjacent to AU. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been scouring the community and removing munitions and fragments on and off since the 1990s. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, a Democrat, has scheduled a town hall meeting on the cleaning for 6 p.m. Tuesday in Room 5 of AU's Mary Graydon Center. The now geophysics physicists hired by the Corps are in Delacarlia Woods studying the far end of a firing range fan that runs 1,550 yards northwest from Herstein's driveway. There, in the closing months of World War I, the Army fenced in a site where it tested an array of mortars designed to fire chemical weapons, the official said. The old photos show soldiers tending the Stokes mortars, standing near piles of ammunition and 4 Liven's projectors set in a concrete emplacement. The Liven's projector, akin to a large mortar, was designed to fling poisonous gas at enemy trenches. There are 2 photographs in this column. The World War I photograph shows the mortars and projectors in position for musicians testing in Northwest Washington. Such photos narrow the search, and they help today's operations for going on. Another old photo, possibly taken from the same site, shows the white cloud of an explosion in the distance. The site was one part of a vast chemical weapons project set up had what was called the American University Experiment Station. In 1917 and in 1918, an army of scientists experimented here with poisonous gases, bacteria, and other toxic materials for use in bombs, shells, and grenades. There was even a flaming liquid unit that studied the possibility of flaming bayonets. The project was the World War II's Manhattan Project, which developed the atomic bomb, said the Corps of Engineers historian Mark L. Baker. This was probably the largest research and development facility for chemical weapons anywhere in the world during the First World War, he said. Baker said the Corps has had 2 photos since the Spring Valley Project started with the first major munitions discovery in 1993. In 1994, a preliminary search of Delacarlia Woods turned up 1 projectile and some other fragments, the Corps has said, but it was not enough to prompt further investigation. Then in 2002, experts said they found that the concrete emplacement on Herstein's property enabled them to pinpoint the likely source of the firing and draw a fan showing the area where rounds might have landed.
Thank you, Congressman Hickson, again.